Jesse walked over to where Leon Vanderkamp was standing. He was holding a color portrait of his dead son, but looking about as pleased as he could. James Earl was standing next to his father, holding a bullhorn carelessly at his side and drinking a cup of coffee. Jesse could smell the bourbon in the steam coming off the coffee. James Earl gave Jesse the look that was kind of like a secret handshake. They weren't Masons or Elks, but they were drunks. Jesse nodded, giving the look back. He didn't know why, but he felt kind of sorry for James Earl, and it wasn't just about the drinking. "Mr. Vanderkamp," Jesse said to the father, "I was wondering if I could have a word with you in the mayor's office." Leon Vanderkamp wasn't at all as happy to see Jesse as his son was. He didn't answer right away, and it seemed to Jesse he was making a calculation. "You have my word that my officers will do nothing to your people as long as they remain on this side of the building."
"Your word? Ha! You hired that bitch that executed my boy."
There were about 20 things Jesse would have liked to have said to that. He also would have liked to have punched him in the face. He said none of them and kept his hands at his sides. What he did say was, "Mr. Vanderkamp, please come inside to the mayor's office. I'm sure James Earl can handle things out here." Jesse could tell James Earl liked that. James Earl didn't seem like a man who'd ever had much praise heaped on him or been given much responsibility.
"Clearly, Chief Stone, you aren't a very good judge of character. But I guess even James Earl can manage for a few minutes."
"Up the steps, through the door, down the hall," Jesse said. "I'll be with you in a minute." When the father left, James Earl turned to Jesse. "Real loving man, my father. I'm the wrong son. I've always been the wrong son. You have kids, Chief?" Jesse ignored that. "Like I told him, just keep your people on this side and we'll be good." James Earl lifted the bullhorn. Jesse took that opportunity to approach Reverend Sam.
"I saw you talking to the enemy," Mayhorn said before Jesse could even open his mouth.
"Well, Reverend Sam, you're going to get the opportunity to express your opinion to the enemy if you'll come with me."
"Come where?"
"Into the mayor's office." It was just the four of them in Mayor Walker's office. Vanderkamp, Mayhorn, Jesse, and the mayor. They had at least one thing in common. None of them was happy to be there.
"Gentlemen," Connie Walker said, "please sit."
She sat, but none of the men did. No one was going to risk showing weakness.
"Let's get this over with. The less time I have to spend in a room with him," Vanderkamp said, pointing at Mayhorn, "the better."
"Don't think I enjoy breathing the same air as you, you hateful, racist son of a bitch."
"Temper, temper, Reverend Sam," Vanderkamp said. "Your people have such trouble controlling their emotions. Got my boy killed."
Connie Walker got that sick look on her face again. She looked over to Jesse to do something, but Jesse was his usual cool, unreadable self.
"My people," Mayhorn said.
Vanderkamp's unblinking, cruel eyes were focused on Reverend Sam. His mouth shaped into what passed for a smile. He brushed his fingers across the skin of his cheek, rubbed his fingers together as if they were dirty, and wiped them off on the thigh of his pants.
"Your people, you know what I mean."
Mayhorn laughed at Vanderkamp.
"You think you're going to incite me, you half-wit cracker fool?"
Vanderkamp was no longer smiling. He turned to walk out of the office, but Jesse stepped in front of him. "You're not going anywhere, not yet. Neither one of you is."
"Get out of my way, Chief Stone," Vanderkamp said.
"Or what?" Jesse didn't move. Vanderkamp didn't like that, but said nothing.
"Listen to me, both of you," Jesse said.
"I don't care about your agendas, either one of you. The people out there can do what you just did in here. But someone, anyone, throws a punch, commits an act of violence or vandalism, and I'm going to hold you as responsible as the person who did it. And if you think I'm kidding, try me. This is a small town, so people are going to cross paths. You both go back out there, and say what you have to say to save face, but make it clear.
We don't believe in violence, Reverend Sam said, moving toward the door.
Vanderkamp said,
We won't distract from my son's execution by doing anything but demanding justice and rightful retribution.
Jesse opened the door, let them out, and then shut the door behind them. Do you think that will do any good, Jesse? Connie asked.
In the long run, probably not. But if it buys us some time until the preliminary investigation is done.
For now, I guess it's one day at a time.
One day at a time. That was a phrase Jesse had been hearing a lot lately. But with the way things were in town, he probably wasn't going to hear it that night.